And on the AEDs also, I ordered those kind of a while back. It's been a month probably, or a little over a month ago that I ordered those, and still haven't received them. And I contacted our vendor this week, and he's saying that there was issues with the FDA and something about, I can't remember what else he said. There was another issue, but then he thought they would be in the next few weeks, whatever that means. So I'm hoping by the end of school year, I hope we have them by then. And then we'll have all new ones. And the Narcan, we talked about that the last time. That was passed. The board passed that policy because we had to have a new local policy on that so that we could implement that for next year. And last time I looked at the cost of those, they were running between $45 and $65 for a two-dose box, which we would order one for each campus, and then also for the chief, Tony Vo, and then also for the athletic trainer. So that would probably be around, I'd estimated between $270 and $455, depending on what kind of cost we could get. We'll be adding this to the student handbook. The employees would be trained on how to administer it and when to administer it. It's very easy. It's not an injection, it's just a nasal spray. So, I mean, anybody can do it. And Chief Vo has requested some to get through some kind of a grant. He'd asked me about it, and so he requested to see if we can get, and he asked for how many we needed, but I guess I'm kind of waiting to see if he's able to get any through that, and then we'll purchase whatever else we need to get. So probably going to wait on that for a little bit, and I may look at it again by, early summer, and if we haven't found out from him what how many we're going to get, then we'll just go ahead and buy whatever we need to buy. And we're also looking at getting that LifeVac anti-choking device. Did we talk about that last time?
We
But
did.
that little plunger choking. Okay, I
Yes,
don't know if y'all were not
yes.
here. Anyways, that's that plunger thing. I don't know if y'all seen that. There's some YouTube videos, and there's been stuff like on Dateline and things about using that for people that are choking kids or whomever's choking. It's very easy, very simple to use. Anybody can use it. And we're looking at purchasing some of those for all of our emergency kits. And they have a kit, they call it a school kit, that has four of them in a pack, I guess. And you kind of get a little price break if you buy them that way. So we're looking at getting 20 of those, and then 17 to put with our AEDs, and then three extras just for like training. And so we would also train teachers on that at the beginning of the year, like we do with CPR and everything else. Those are $240 for a kit of four if we ordered it. But I got a quote from the actual company to see if they would give us a price break since we need so many. And so they quoted us a price of $989.27. So that's a little bit of a savings there. So. And I'm in the process of getting those ordered, and I've requested a PO for that and should be getting that soon. And next we have Catherine Kelly, and she's going to talk to us about this 180 degree education program. I think we mentioned that the last time.
Okay.
And you can tell us about that.
Okay. So the state of Texas says that all secondary schools have to present a teen dating violence program. It is an opt-in program, so sometimes that's very confusing for parents because they think, well, if I don't sign it, then they're not going to go. But they have to actually check opt-in, which means, yes, I want my child to go. So like I said, it is opt-in. This program, last year, I believe they used Aim for Success. I think the cost on that was a little bit dramatic, or I don't know. I just think it was a little bit more than what we were trying to see if we could find something better. So I spoke with the counselor at Munster High School, and they did this program, and she said that it was very, very good. It was very well received from the community. They had a parent night, and a lot of community members came and asked questions. We are going to have our rep come at our next SHAC meeting on the 20th, the guy that's actually going to present to the students. So Our plan is to go through this. Again, we will send out communication probably through Parent Square for an opt-in, like a Google form, where they just have to choose it. That way we don't have to send papers home.
Yeah, because that was going to say, it's always going to get lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've created like a Google form, and we can just send it out on Parent Square, and then that way they can do it on their phone, they can do it wherever.
Yeah.
And say, yes, you know, I think I was talking to Andre, I think I'm going to put opt in, yes, I want my kid to go, or opt out, no, I do not, you know, because I just think the more we explain that, the better off that'll be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is our plan for how we're going to get that out. But like I said, the lady at Master, she said that she was very nervous. It is, as I tell Dr. Brown, I don't know how you actually say it. I mean, it's pretty much the facts about they're going to talk about sex. They'll talk about STDs. They talk about dating violence. I mean, everything. It's like he said, all of that kind of intertwines together. So I think she said that he led it. So they met by grade levels. So the sixth grade program is only about 45 minutes. The 7th through 12th is longer. I think he said it's about 90. But he, at Munster, they met by grade level, and he said that worked out better because he said some things freshmen want to talk about, seniors are not going to want to talk about. So that's what we're going to try to do. Like I said, depending on how many kids opt into it, we'll look at the numbers, and maybe if we have to group junior and seniors together, we could, or whatever. So we're going to try to keep them close to the same age as far as that. But like I said, she said it was very well received. It is a lot cheaper. They actually work through their nonprofit program. They go through a pro-life abortion clinic. So we only have to pay mileage. So that's great.
Wow, that's great.
So it's a huge plus for that. But he will come and do a parent
On what you said about pro-life abortion clinic, it's not an abortion clinic like you're promoting abortion.
Right. No.
I just want to be clear on that. It's a pro-life trying to prevent.
They just work through them. Yeah. Like I said, they're a nonprofit. So, yes, it is not anything like
it's
that.
It's not an abortion clinic.
No, it's not an abortion clinic.
Yeah.
But they... they're very pretty well known. There's a lot of schools in this brochure that have it, a lot of bigger schools. They're out of Allen. So a lot of schools closer to the Metroplex have used them. They have a website, which is right there at the bottom. It's very good. I've gone on there and read stuff. But like I said, I mean, I think it's just, it's what we have to do, and we have to provide that. And
kids need to know
a good program.
The information.
Yeah. Yes.
And they think they know everything, and they don't always know everything. Mm-hmm. And parents sometimes don't feel comfortable talking to their kids about it. So,
they're going to get information.
That's right. But is it the correct information?
Whether it be right, whether it be wrong. So it's better they get well informed, rather than
correct.
Ill-informed.
Well,
correct
I think
information.
He, when I spoke to him on the phone, he addressed like TikTok. You know, he was like, "Kids are learning things nowadays through TikTok."
Absolutely.
Yes. Where you know. And it's not right, you know, it's not factual. And I think he's very, for me, just talking to him, it seemed like he's very blunt, he's very honest, and he just tells them what it is. I mean, so, but again, the fact that it's an opt-in, you know, I don't want parents to feel like it's, you have to do it. You do not have to do it. But that's what that program is.
Okay, and next time, the next meeting, we have that scheduled for April 20th at 4 o'clock at the high school library, because the guy that's doing this, he's going to be at that meeting and do a little presentation for us, and then whoever else wants to come and kind of give us an overview of that. And so that's why we're going to have it at the library, so he can set up if he needs like a projector, and just in case more people come for some reason that time we'll have room. So April 20th, I guess that is a Thursday also.
Yeah, I think it is.
And then also he'll come back again after that for an actual parent meeting, like before they actually do the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So people will have plenty of opportunities to, you know, ask questions or whatever before they decide what they want to do.
And I think he gives out his email, because that was what some of the parents from Munster actually emailed or called him, and he spoke to them. So I think they're pretty open to helping parents understand what their program's about.
Okay, that's it. Does anybody else have anything? I guess we're done.
All right.
Meeting adjourned.